Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this wonderful morning, Lord. As we come into Thy presence, Lord, with the Church of the Living God, New Jerusalem Church, Father, the Bride of Christ, we pray, Father, that You would bless this worship, Lord, that the voice of man will not be heard, but the voice of Almighty God will be heard. And You will speak from between the two cherubims to Thy church, Father, which Thou hast chosen to inherit the kingdom with Thy Son, Jesus Christ, King of kings and Lord of lords, at whose name every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And as we come to worship Thee, Heavenly Father, we bind the powers of darkness and the principalities and rulers and authorities of this world and the kingdom of the air. And we bind them in the name of Jesus. All the kingdom of darkness in hell we bind in the name of Jesus. As we worship Thee in truth and spirit with the power and authority that Thou hast given us, Father, to be called the sons and daughters of Almighty God, knowing that You rule in the heaven and the earth and the universe. Heavenly Father, we submit everything that we have, all our riches, all our honor, all our glory, body and soul and spirit and the church of the living God, everything that was given us, we submit at Thy feet, O Heavenly Father, for unto You belongeth the glory, honor, riches and mercy. And speak to us and strengthen us. Jesus Christ's name we pray, Heavenly Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. When we look at the news and try to understand what is going on, sometimes we are really troubled about what's going on in Europe, what's going on in Asia, what's going on in Africa, South America, Canada, Europe, and above all, in the Middle East and in the United States of America, where we live and reside and have our families. But in the midst of all these things, we need to understand, instead of looking at what is happening on the world, we need to look up unto the throne of Almighty God. The Bible tells us in Psalm 34, they looked unto the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and they were not ashamed. The Bible tells us that when the Roman Empire was ruling in this world in the first century, John the Apostle, the beloved Apostle of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, was banished in the Isle of Patmos. There was no end to the fury of the Roman Empire, which was likened in the book of Daniel unto the two legs of iron. Dreadful. But in the Isle of Patmos, as John was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, he saw God Almighty seated on His throne, and His angels and the cherubims and seraphims and the Son of God and the spirits of God around His throne, burning like lamps of fire. And he understood that God was in control. As John started speaking about the problems in the Isle of Patmos, Jesus appeared behind him, and John turned around and looked at Jesus and fell at His feet as dead. And the eyes of Jesus were like a flame of fire, and His feet like polished brass, and the voice of Jesus was like the rivers of living water, was like many waters. And Jesus spoke and gave a message to John and the church. And the message was, I am still in control. Everything that has happened, happened according to My will. Everything that is happening according to My prophecy. Everything that has happened, happened according to My foreknowledge. I was not responsible for the evil that men did, but I had foreknowledge that these things will be happening. And so God Almighty told John the Apostle, tell the church and write the book of Revelation, because I am going to tell you what is going to happen. We have come to the last days, as we read in the last week, where the revived Roman Empire is trying to gain traction. The problems that you see in the U.S. those who are being inspired by demonic spirits trying to bring down a duly elected president of the U.S., those in Europe and other parts of the world turning against USA All these are demonic spirits, and they are controlled by Lucifer, who wants to bring the revived Roman Empire, or the Antichrist, comprised of 10 kingdoms, back to power. Around the first century, the Roman Empire came to power through Julius Caesar, and it was revealed to Daniel that this will happen several hundred years before it happened. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, saw a dream, and he saw a golden image. The head was of gold, and then the rest of the body became inferior and inferior. Silver, brass, iron, and iron was the most inferior metal in that statue. And God told Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, "You're the statue of gold. After you will arise a kingdom of silver, which will be the Medes and the Persians." And then he said, "Another kingdom will come, which will be the Grecians, that will stand for brass. And the fourth kingdom will be different from the first three kingdoms, because it will have legs of iron." And that kingdom came to pass in the first century under Julius Caesar, which is the kingdom that crucified Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ is King and King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he rose again from the dead. The Roman Empire did not perish. The Roman Empire became a religious empire, and it became mixed with clay and iron, meaning it mingled with the people by bringing around a religious empire. Recently, the Pope, who's the head of the Catholics and one of the heads of Islam, met together, and they said they wanted to start a one world religion. It is not surprising that the Pope wears a crown, a triple crown, in defiance of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Blessed Trinity. And on the triple crown that Pope wears, it says Vicarius Filii Dei, which is substitute for the Son of God. He wants to bring a religion, and they want to call him God. And the Bible tells us that he will be seated in the temple of God that will be built in Jerusalem, for which preparations are already underway, and he will call himself God. He will make an agreement between Jews and their enemies and have temporary peace. But the Bible says there will be no peace until the Son of God rules in this world. They will say peace and peace, but sudden destruction will come upon them. And now you see the European Union, which is the revived Roman Empire comprised of iron and clay, that is starting to gain traction in Europe. And the spirit that is in the European Union, the revived Roman Empire, the feet, the toes of clay and iron, is what is governing and controlling through demonic spirits one of the two parties, political parties in the US, and trying to bring the rule of the Antichrist in this world. As we see all this unfolding, we need to understand that the plan of man will not prevail. The plan of God will prevail. The Bible tells us in Daniel chapter 7 that King Belteshazzar, king of Babylon, the successor to the throne of his father Nebuchadnezzar, who was a godly king, had dreams and visions. And he saw the four kingdoms that will rule on this earth: Babylon, Mede and Persia, Greece, and Rome. And he saw dreams unto the ends of the world. And he saw the Antichrist that will arise in the age that we are living in. And then he says in Daniel chapter 7, verse 9, "And I beheld, I Daniel the prophet beheld, till the thrones were cast down. There is a party in the U.S. that thinks they run the world, that they think they run this country, that is against the duly elected president of the United States. The Bible tells us that their thrones will be cast down. Those who defy a president who's trying to bring Bible back into schools and God back into the country and is against the one world order, those who defy this duly elected president of the U.S., their thrones will be cast down. I'm referring to the demons and the rats that are trying to bring around the witches and Lucifer to be the king of USA. That will not happen. The Bible tells us in Daniel chapter 7 verse 9, I beheld till the thrones were cast down. Their power and authority will go up in smoke. They can do what they want against God Almighty, but they will be crushed. And the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth before him. This is referring to God Almighty that is on his throne. He said, enough is enough. And he came down with a fiery stream of consuming fire. Thousands, thousands ministered unto God Almighty. 10,000, 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set and the books were opened. Why does God allow all these things to happen? Just to see how far they will go, so that it will be evident to the heavens and the earth and the universe that God was truly justified in crushing these demonic kingdoms. And that verse 13 in Daniel chapter 7 says, I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like unto the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and authority and a kingdom, that all people, nations, should serve him. He has an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom shall never be destroyed. Now Daniel is watching in his dream, and he's watching the demons and the rats in the U.S. and the European Union, and the demonic kingdom that arose in this world, all perishing because God with consuming fire descended from heaven, God the Father. And then the Bible tells us that Jesus, or Christ, the Son of God, was brought before God the Father. And God the Father gave the kingdom unto him, as it is written in Daniel 7, verse 13 and 14. And then the Bible tells us where the church stands. And the Bible tells us in Daniel 7:22, until the Ancient of Days came, which is God the Father, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. One day the demons and the rats in the U.S., the European Union, the Roman Empire, the demonic kingdom made of clay and iron, and Lucifer will stand before the Church of the Living God and will be judged by the Church of the Living God, the sons and daughters of Almighty God, and judgment will be rendered unto them. Even before that, in this world, even before Jesus comes, God's judgment will prevail. And the Bible tells us again in Daniel 7, verse 26, but the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. The Bible tells us that God is not going to intervene against the Antichrist directly, nor is he going to intervene through the Son of God, but he is going to intervene through the church. Daniel 7 verse 26 says, the judgment shall sit. What is the Bible referring to? It's referring to the saints who form the Church of the Living God, because the Bible says the saints shall judge the world. The Bible tells us that we will be in glory with Jesus Christ, transformed as the bride of Christ, and we will be seeing all the chaos that is happening on the world due to the reign of the Antichrist. And the time will come when Jesus says, let's go to the earth and establish the millennium. And at that point, the Church of the Living God will suspend and destroy the Antichrist and his dominion. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom, Daniel 7:27, and the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. To the demons and rats and the Roman Empire that think, and the European Union that think that they have the kingdom, comes the word of God. Daniel 7:27, you don't have the kingdom. The kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, to Christians, to the children of Almighty God, who are part of his true church, the bride of Christ, New Jerusalem, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And all dominions shall serve and obey the church, the Son of God, and Almighty God. When Daniel was seeing all these visions, because the vision that Daniel was seeing hundreds of years before the first century, before Christ in BC, he was really troubled. He even became sick because he could not understand these things. If Daniel became sick looking at the dreams and the visions, don't be surprised why we are sick and tired of all the junk that is going on this earth. Hundreds of years back, when Daniel saw what was going to happen, he was tired and upset and mad and sick. And now it is happening today. Everything that is happening is because the Antichrist is trying to take over the U.S. and the rest of the world. The Bible tells us that we should not be concerned or depressed or upset about all that is happening, because the Bible already told us what is going to happen. In Exodus chapter 9, verse 15 and 14, God said to Pharaoh, let my people go, that they may worship me. In the USA and all over the world, there are some authorities made of flesh and blood, powered by demonic spirits, that are trying to prevent the people of God from worshiping him in the US and the rest of the world. Thus saith the Lord, and here is the prophecy of the Lord unto these authorities that are trying to prevent the people of God from worshiping him. Yes, we pray for them that they would be saved, but here is the judgment of God against them if they refuse the grace of God. Exodus 9:15. For now I, God Almighty, will stretch out my hand. When God stretches out his hand, no one can stand before him. That I may smite thee and thy people with pestilence, and thou shalt be cut off from the earth. Last week we read about kings and emperors and rulers of this world that came against God. One of them was Nimrod, who built the Tower of Babel. And the next is European Union, who formed the European Union with the logo of the Tower of Babel. And thus saith the Lord unto the European Union that is formed with the Tower of Babel and Nimrod, the prophecy that already happened. I will stretch out my hand, Exodus 9:15, that I may smite thee and thy people with pestilence, and thou shalt be cut off from the earth. What happened to Pharaoh? He went into the Red Sea, and he wanted to destroy the children of Israel, the called and anointed of God, Moses. But the Red Sea covered him and his army, and they perished in the sea, and the Israelites saw them dead upon the seashore. Now here's a very interesting verse. God is saying he was the one who raised up Pharaoh. Why did God raise up this evil man? Exodus 9:16 and 17. And in very deed, Pharaoh, for For this cause have I, God Almighty, raised thee up, for to show in thee my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. As yet exalted thou thyself against thy people. You know, when Moses came to Pharaoh and said, "Thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me." Pharaoh responded, "I don't know who the Lord is, and I don't know which God you're talking about. I am Pharaoh. By me shall every man speak and bow down, and I will not let the Hebrews go." And then we know what happened. All the firstborn died, and if Pharaoh had refused to let go the children of Hebrews, he would have died right there, but he perished in the Red Sea anyway. God says, "Pharaoh, don't think that you're all powerful, because I, God, raised you up, that by your disobedience and your arrogance and your challenge towards God, my power will be manifested." Pharaoh's lips once challenged God. Pharaoh shook his fist against God. That fist and the heart that powered that fist stopped beating. That breath with which he came against Almighty God, that breath of Pharaoh stopped. That mouth and lips with which he blasphemed Almighty God, that mouth stopped. And Pharaoh died. There are many pharaohs preserved to a certain extent in the pyramids, the tombs in Egypt. Pharaoh and Egypt was once one of the greatest kingdoms in this world. And the Bible prophesied in the Old Testament that it would be a poverty-stricken, one of the poorest kingdoms in this world. And now Egypt has become one of the poorest kingdoms. This is what happens to people who shake their fist, and kingdoms who shake their fist against Almighty God. Nasser shouted that within 24 hours, he will wipe Israel off the map. Iran is now threatening that in a few minutes they can wipe Israel off the map. They are asking for trouble. The Iranian government didn't do well in history class when they went to elementary school because they didn't read history. They flunked all their exams. They didn't know that Pharaoh, king of Egypt, perished when he came against Israel. They didn't know that Nimrod perished when he came against Almighty God. They didn't know that Nasser perished when he came against Israel. They do not know who the God of Israel is. And the God of Israel is all-powerful and almighty. And the Bible tells us, in the book of Ezekiel, that Persia and all her accomplices will come against Israel. But as they are standing, their flesh will consume by the power of Almighty God, and all the enemies of Israel will be destroyed. It's almost like, people, why won't you learn that God stands for Israel? One of the great leaders in the Republican Party recently said, "Don't turn your back on Israel, because if you do, God will turn your back on you." God's promises apply to the physical Israel and the spiritual Israel, which is us. So today, we see the powers of darkness rising against God. But the Bible tells us that pride comes before a fall. Those who raise their hand against Almighty God will perish into vacuum, or they will repent and God will bless them. Daniel 4:30-37. The greatest empires in this world was the king of Babylon's empire. The Hanging Gardens of Babylon, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon are still one of the seven wonders of the world. And the king Nebuchadnezzar presided and resided over all these. Saddam Hussein was a direct descendant of Nebuchadnezzar, and he wanted to establish the kingdom that Nebuchadnezzar lost. But Saddam Hussein is no more. He shook his fist against Almighty God, and now he doesn't exist. And Daniel 4:30-37, King Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, "Is not this great Babylon a kingdom that I, Nebuchadnezzar, have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty?" So the king was shouting on as he was walking on the top of his palace. He viewed his entire kingdom and said, "Oh, this kingdom of Babylon, I, Nebuchadnezzar, built. God had nothing to do with it. I did it. You know, when the word "I" comes from a human being, he is headed for disaster. John the Baptist said, "I must decrease and Jesus must increase." Those who glorify themselves and use the word "I" will come to naught. They will become nothing. Because with Christ, we are heroes. Without Christ, we are zeros. Without Jesus Christ, we are just a lump of clay in the Garden of Eden. Worthless. No life. And when the king said, King Nebuchadnezzar walked on his palace and said, "This Babylon, I, Nebuchadnezzar, built." As soon as he said that, a voice came from heaven. And the voice said, "Nebuchadnezzar, because you did not give glory to God and used the word "I" and gave glory to yourself, and did not understand that God was the one who raised thee up, you will become mad, you will lose your mind, and you will be driven to the jungle, you will no more be in the palace, and your beard will grow, and your nails will become like animal claws. And you will become like the trash of this earth until the day that you realize that God Almighty rules in heaven and earth and gives the kingdoms to whom that he desires." And after 7 years, for a fraction of a moment, Nebuchadnezzar's mind was restored. Nebuchadnezzar learned his lesson. At the end of the days, "I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me." Nebuchadnezzar was looking unto himself and his power and his wisdom, and he became mad. They are saying that some of the demons and the rats in this country who are using the word "I" and seeking their own wisdom are beginning to get something to do with the interruption of the neurons in the brain, that they seem to be losing coherence and losing their mind. Nebuchadnezzar lost his mind when he gave glory to himself. And at the end of 7 years, when he raised his eyes to heaven, his wisdom and understanding returned unto him. And King Nebuchadnezzar says, I blessed the Most High God, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, What doest thou? Believe me, the entire Roman army couldn't stand against one angel of God that came down like lightning and caused an earthquake and rolled away the stone. So the body, fleshly body of Jesus could rise from the dead, even though Jesus was already alive in the spirit. And the Bible tells us the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar was restored back unto him. Then came his son Belteshazzar, and he was not like his father Nebuchadnezzar, even like the demons and the rats and the European Union that is raising their hand against Almighty God. Learn from your fathers and your forefathers and history. And Belteshazzar profaned and blasphemed the name of God Almighty and worshipped idols and gave glory to idols. And then a finger came and wrote on the wall, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. That same finger is writing on the wall today to the European Union and the demons and the rats that have turned their hand against Almighty God. That same finger that wrote so many hundred years before Jesus Christ came to this world, that same finger is being written on the sky and in the USA and all over the world. Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. Thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting. Your kingdom shall be taken away from you. This is the judgment that the Lord is pronouncing against those who would dare raise their hands and fist against Almighty God. Your kingdom and your power and authority is departing from you. God will manifest his power. People that shake their fist against Almighty God, if they repent and confess their sins in due time, they will be saved. But if they continue to revolt against Almighty God, the judgment of God will come upon them. They will lose their mind, they will lose their authority, they will lose their kingdom. They will lose their power, and they will become like a trash can, even as it happened to King Nebuchadnezzar, until the day that he found out that God is the one that rules in the kingdom of men. God rules in heaven. God rules on the earth. God rules everywhere. No one can come against him. No one can stand against him. And anyone that dares resist Almighty God and does not repent in due course will see the judgment of Almighty God. It is not God's will that any perish, but all should come to repentance. And here's the word that Nebuchadnezzar spoke as prophecy. He got inspired by the Spirit of God after he found out that God is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Daniel 4:37. I wish the demons and the rats and the European Union and the Roman Empire that is getting revived and Iran that is trying to attack Israel and the Chinese government that is trying to suppress Christianity and the Middle East that is trying to suppress Christianity will understand and hear this warning. Daniel 4:37. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extolled and exalt and honor the King of Heaven. See, Nebuchadnezzar was an emperor on this earth. He recognized that there was a King in heaven, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that ruleth over the universe. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and exalt and honor the King of Heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways judgment, and those who walk in pride, he is able to abase and push off the throne. Now here's another thing that is going to happen. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon. We are very, very close to this coming of our Lord Jesus Christ called the rapture. 1 Thessalonians 5 verses 2 and 3 says, "For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they cannot escape." The demonic people today are crying out saying, "Peace. Everywhere there's peace." But the Bible says a sudden destruction will come upon them. Those who said peace, peace, when there is no peace, they closed their blind eyes and said everything is okay. There's no problem in the US. There's no drug problem. There's no mafia problem. There's nothing. There's no need for a wall. All these people who close their eyes, the Bible tells us that unless they repent, swift judgment and destruction will come upon them. As they cry, there is peace and safety. Sudden destruction will come upon them, the Bible says, and they shall not escape unless they repent. Because in 1 Samuel 2 verses 8 to 10, thus saith the Lord, "He raiseth up the poor, the Lord God Almighty, King of kings and Lord of lords. Jesus Christ raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes, and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath set the world upon them." God ruleth in heaven and the earth. God ruleth in USA. God rules in Europe. God rules all over the universe. They found 5,000 more galaxies. God rules over all of them. God will keep the feet of his saints. The pillars of the earth are the Lord's. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king. The Lord shall exalt the horn of his anointed. And I Revelation 19, 11 to 16, 19 and 20. And I saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no one knew, no man knew but he himself, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. There are armies in heaven. They will follow Jesus Christ. And out of the mouth of Jesus Christ goeth a sharp sword, a two-edged sword, that with it he should smite the nations that come against him. And he shall rule over the nations with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And Jesus Christ has on his vesture, on his garment, and on his thigh a name written, King of kings and Lord of lords. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him. With him he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. Both were cast into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. The Pope of the Roman Catholic has a boss. His name is Jesus Christ. The head of the European Union has a boss. His name is Jesus Christ. The Speaker of the House in Congress has a boss. His name is Jesus Christ. The President of the US has a boss. His name is Jesus Christ. Everyone in this world has a boss, and his name is Jesus Christ, King of kings and Lord of lords. So it is a warning unto the people of this world, whether kings or rulers or authorities, to do the will of God and to please Jesus Christ. Otherwise, you will be thrown into the trash can. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us.